Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Frog Watch with your one and only host, who is the most...
Well, hello to all my friends out there in Prague Land. It's your old pal, Big Tony the Prague Squatch, and you're here once again for another exciting episode of Prague Watch. Before I get things rolling, though, there is something I'm kind of excited about and I wanted to tell you guys about. It's progwatch.com, progwatch.com. It's the website for the show, which is going to serve as an archive of previous episodes. And I've been working pretty hard on it, and it's starting to come together. It's probably about halfway done. Still got some stuff to do, but it's getting to the point where it's starting to really take shape. I'm really excited and feeling like I should start crowing about it a little bit. So if you get a chance, go check it out, progwatch.com. And while I'm on the subject of the website, I want to give a shout out to my buddy Dan Foytik, who did help design the site, set it up for me, get things rolling, and then showed me how to populate it. He's a stablemate over at Society 13 Podcast Network, where Prague Watch originated. And he does about 4 different shows over there. So if you're into anything related to story or horror, head on over there and check out Dan, because he's got a number of really good shows over there. You can find out more about all of that over at the Society 13 webpage, which is s-13.com. I'm not going to spend a lot of time blabbing, because once again, I've got a really jam-packed show planned. I'm going to finish up on my coverage of some of my favorites from 2015. And I also want to do a little housekeeping. I had played some of a Martin Morgan of Yak interview late last year, and never got around to finishing up the last couple of questions. So I wanted to do that and play a few more Yak tracks. Yak tracks, that sounds funny. But anyway, I'm going to start things off with a band that I have featured on this show many times before. It's Comedy of Errors from Scotland. In 2015, they released an excellent album by the name of Spirit. From that album, I'd like to play a song called My Grief Lies All Within. Once again, that was Comedy of Errors from their Spirit album. The name of the song, My Grief Lies All Within. Next up, a U.S. band that I featured on the show before, who have roots going all the way back to the 90s at this point. And so these guys have been around a while and put out quite a few albums. I'm talking about Glass Hammer. And from their album, The Breaking of the World, released last year, I'd like to play a track called Babylon.
Thank you. furnaces. Let them all burn in the world they hold dear.
I sail away, crossing the Rubicon.
Just to recap, that was Babylon by Glasshammer, U.S. prog band. It's been churning out some great music for a long time at this point, from their album The Breaking of the World. Next up, I've got something from Riverside, another band that I've played here before. This is from their album Love, Fear, and the Time Machine, and the name of the song is Caterpillar and the Barbed Wire.
Oh, turning to a butterfly. But I couldn't trust you enough.
That was Mariusz Duda in, I guess, what you would term his day job, Riverside. I guess Lunatic Soul might be his moonlighting nighttime job. But anyway, it was from the Riverside album Love, Fear, and the Time Machine, released in 2015. And the name of the song was Caterpillar and the Barbed Wire.
The name's Bond. James Bond. And I love the melange of rock music. That's why I listen to Prog Watch. It's marvelous.
Next up, I've got a track from an American band who's also been around for quite a while. This band also goes back to the 90s. It's Echolin. They put out an album last year called I Heard You Listening. And from that album, I'd like to play a song called Different Days.
Thank you. different days are so out from the rest. I can't recognize the time. Don't pull your hat down, go around, 'cause it's everything and everything and then some. You move into the storm. To the sun, to where you're going. Now I'm back in the ballroom dancing the buck and wing. I've been tapping solo for so long. My lips are flying but I'm not rising to any degree. 'Cause I'm just spinning, wasting movement and energy. Never make inside. It's the moves you never make inside. See the bottom rising. See the bottom rising.
To recap, that was Echolin with a song called Different Days from the excellent I Heard You Listening album, one of my favorites from 2015. And a little earlier we played some Comedy of Errors. Well, I've got Joe Kearney moonlighting in this project, I guess. Bruce Levick's also in there. I think Mark Spalding. Well, anyway, I'm talking about Grand Tour. Some of the guys from Comedy of Errors joined up with some guys from Abel Gans. And they put out an album under the name Grand Tour, and the name of the album was Heavy on the Beach. And from that album, I'd like to play a song called On the Radio.
Listening but me. up with every sound on the radio. Sounds of life faded from the radio, crushed my heart and left me to my fate. Cold as my soul, as the friend that was my radio, smashed upon the rocks way down below. Gone as silence screams on the radio, 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 radio. radio.
once again, that was On the Radio by what you might call a Scottish prog supergroup that features members of Comedy of Errors and Abel Gans. The name of the band is Grand Tour. The name of the album was Heavy on the Beach.
Voyage 35 Prog Radio.
If you've been listening to this show for a while, you've probably heard me playing Dave Kirshner on more than one occasion. I have featured his work a few times here on the show. But, you know, he put out a deluxe edition of his New World album, which was technically released in 2015, added a whole other disc of material to the original one disc package. So, the New World Deluxe Edition was a two disc set. And from it, I'd like to play one of my favorite Dave Kirshner tracks of all time. The name of the song is Nothing.
Then we hear twisted world. You're high above me. You're just a frozen girl who cannot love me.
Nothing by Dave Kirzner, one of my favorite tracks, and I guess he likes it pretty good too, because I think he made a video. I think you can find that if you go to his website or even search on YouTube. Dave Kirzner is the artist, and the album is called New World, the deluxe edition. In August 2014, progressive rock band Big Big Train gathered at Real World Studios in England for a week of rehearsals to see if gigging their album material after a 17-year absence from the stage was feasible. They were accompanied by a film crew.
The result of this little weekend will determine what future the band might have as a performing entity. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Big Big Train live in the real world.
Stone and Steel tells the story of the band's transition from the studio back to the stage, featuring performances of 9 songs recorded live at Real World and 4 songs recorded live at the band's gigs in London in 2015, as well as interviews and rehearsal footage.
Was, you know, curious how it was all going to come together, and it was basically just like I expected it. Fantastic.
A year later, Big Big Train played 3 shows at King's Place in London.
Thank you.
Stone and Steel by Big Big Train will be released on Blu-ray and high-definition download on 14th March 2016. Pre-order the Blu-ray, which includes a 64-page photo album booklet, at www.bigbigtrain.com. And now I'd like to play a few more Yak tracks and finish up on that interview that Martin Morgan was kind enough to provide me with. First off, I'd like to play a song. And this is from the previous Yak album entitled Journey of the Yak, which I believe was released in 2008. And the name of the song is Entangled in Dreams. Thank you. That was Yak from Journey of the Yak, and the name of the song, Entangled in Dreams. Now I'd like to play the rest of that Martin Morgan interview for you. Do you remember the first song you ever wrote? Even if you were a kid or a teen, Greg Lake has said he wrote Lucky Man when he was 12. What about you? If you remember it, do you care to give us a sample? Play a few bars, maybe? And what song in your current catalog do you love the most and feel best defines the sound you want to be identified with?
From the current repertoire of songs, very difficult to say what track I think defines our sound and I want to be identified with. To be honest, anything off of the last two albums. There's another track that you people may not have heard, which is the track Aragorn, which appeared on the Dark Side of the Duck album with me doing everything. But we re-recorded that track for a compilation album called The First Ring, which was an album some guys in France were putting together. It was a different band on each track, as you can probably guess from the compilation word. And they were featuring, obviously, works inspired by Tolkien, so I was asked if we could put a track together for that. So I thought it was a good opportunity to re-record the track Aragorn, and I've extended it out and enhanced it from the original version. But I think that one worked really well, and you can actually hear that track. It's actually on YouTube, the whole track, because I put a video montage together to try and tell the story of that track as it was written, which is about the relationship between Aragorn and Eowyn, which in the book, if you know, is never quite sure whether anything was going on there or not. And that was the whole point of the track. And I put that together in the video using clips from the film, because I'm not an artist, otherwise I would have drawn my own pictures for it. But that one, I think, kind of defines the sound of Yak. But you know, again, any of the tracks off of the last two albums, currently obviously Quest for the Stones and Veil of Eternum. It's quite interesting, get some interesting feedback. Some people prefer Quest for the Stones, some people prefer the Veil of Eternum. It's quite interesting to hear the different points of view on those two pieces. Probably if I just had to pick one track, I'd probably say, yeah, have a listen to Aragorn. That quite defines the sound. And you, as I say, you can search for it. If you search for Yak songs Aragorn, you'll find that on YouTube.
And finally, I understand that all proceeds from all Yak album sales go to benefit the Tower Hill Stables Animal Sanctuary. Do you care to talk a little more about that?
Yes, that's right. The proceeds from all Yak albums that are sold go to Tower Hill Stables Animal Sanctuary, which is in Essex in the UK. And it's run by my partner, Fiona Oakes, O-A-K-E-S. It's not a business. It's not what either Fiona or I do for a living. I work for a bank and Fiona's a retained firefighter. It's a very expensive hobby. We have given a home for life to around about 400 animals we have living at the sanctuary at the moment. And they're spread over four different sites because we've run out of room at the main sanctuary site. We have 60 horses. There are no staff at the sanctuary. Fiona does all the work herself with my help before I go to work in the mornings and at weekends. And on top of the 60 horses, we've got about 50 pigs. We've got 15 or so dogs. There's cats. There's geese, turkeys, rabbits, chickens, cockerels, sheep. You name it, we've saved it. All the domestic animals we've taken in are animals that have either elderly animals or they've got issues. Their owners didn't want them anymore. Or the dogs that are on death row at dog pounds. Quite a few people, sickeningly in my opinion, get rid of elderly animals as soon as they start to become a problem, and they get a new one in, which anyway, that's what a lot of people do. It's incredible. We also take farm animals when we can rescue them from slaughter. Some of the horses, or quite a few of them, have been saved from slaughter. A lot of people don't realise there's quite a big trade in horse meat. A lot of horses are exported from this country and even slaughtered in this country for meat. You know, so we do what we can. Obviously, we can't save all the animals, obviously, but we can at least change the world for the animals that we rescue. So Yak have sold around about 2,000 albums so far from all the releases, which is obviously an important income stream for the sanctuary. But obviously, in the scheme of things, it's a drop in the ocean. compared to what the sanctuary costs. It costs about £10,000 a month to keep the sanctuary going, which is a a big ask. So the more Yak albums we sell, the better. I pay the postage and the materials costs for all the albums that are sold, so it actually costs me money in my pocket when I sell an album. But that's great because it means the Sanctuary is getting hopefully at least £10 donation. Some people are very generous and send a lot more than that, which is fantastic.
So once again, that was Martin Morgan, the keyboard man and main ideas man at this point of Yak. And he was kind enough to answer some of my questions the end of last year. I played half of them on a previous show, and this was the other half here. And I'd like to play one more Yak track before we're through here. It's the re-recorded version of Aragorn, which Martin was talking about in the interview.
Thank you.
Once again, that was the re-recorded version of Aragorn, a track that first appeared on Dark Side of the Duck, but which was re-recorded for a compilation called First Ring, as Martin informed us, and feels that this is kind of the sound that he wants to be identified with. So I want to thank Martin once again for taking the time to answer all my questions, and also for all the cool little promos he did for the show, which I'm sure if you've been listening for a while, you've heard him popping up here and there. He did about 8 different takes on it and had some fun with it, and I really appreciated that.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.
And that's about all we have time for this week. Once again, I want to thank you for coming along for the ride. And if you can, stop over to the Facebook page, Prog-Watch, and give me a like, or follow me on Twitter at ProgSquatch. Or if you want to converse or make suggestions, comments, whatever, progsquatch@gmail.com is my email. And also, if you get a chance, go over and check out progwatch.com, my website. And if you feel like it, drop me an email and let me know what you think. But I will leave you once again with Prog On, brothers and sisters.